What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of Returning to the Cabin on 360, a conversation with Dennis Estlock and Ryan Jones. As far as the wooded area around the cabin and the rancher, how much property does your family own, Ryan? Is it quite a bit?
7.2 acres.
Oh, so that's good size. That's a lot of land.
Yeah. We have room to stretch out. We can fit like, what, four teams back there if we need to?
I mean, we've done four groups back there, yeah. You can do front woods, mid woods. Well, three
teams.
Three easily. We've run five groups of 10 people before.
Do you have that set up to where there's trails where you're walking through? So there's kind of a... Because that would be hard to, you know, walk through a wooded area that, you know, there's brush everywhere. And what
I take my riding mower through the trails and keep the trails fairly well cleared back. And the growth is cut back so you don't have to, you know, get slapped in the face by branches and whatnot. So, yeah, there's trails all through the woods.
What kind of activity are you picking up on the trails, and does that also feel different than the other two locations?
The woods are more Civil War activity. Lots of musket fire. We heard cannons back there, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, where there shouldn't be people firing off like cannons.
Right.
There was just, it's very, it feels a lot different when you walk in. Like, so I'll walk around the pass during the day, and you feel completely fine. But once the sun goes down, the woods take on a different feeling. There are times when you feel like you're surrounded. There are times when you feel like you're not wanted back there. And a lot of people have that feeling. That, you know, they'll go there during the day to be like, oh wow, this is really neat. You know, this is really peaceful. I could stay out here all day, but once the sun goes down, you know, and it could be a mental thing, because once you know a place is haunted, you know, your mind starts playing tricks on you. But it's a weird feeling back there.
It kind of, what you described makes me think what the soldiers would have felt, because they would have felt surrounded. They would have felt watched. They don't know where anybody is around them. Nervous. And in the morning, you're going to wake, you know, you're just up all night, because as soon as the sun comes up, there's going to be a horrific battle. And we all know how horrific those Civil War battles were. I mean, that was close combat, and it was brutal.
Plus, there are Native American spirits back there as well. People have seen weird lights in the woods. We've heard drumming in the woods back before, both Native and like the Civil War, like the snare drum of, you know, a soldier back there. We were having a bonfire last October. It was me and my friend Howie and his brother, and we heard drumming. And it was Saturday night, probably around 11 o'clock. So I was like, all right, well, I mean, let me look up the schedule for the local high school, Mechanical High School, maybe a mile or two down the road. So I'm like, well, maybe they have a game. Looked it up, looked schedule. There was no game. The game was the night before, and it was away. So there were no football games going on that night. So I couldn't think of, and there are no other schools around that could be picked up out there. So I can't think of a reason there would be someone drumming that late at 11 o'clock.
And you should never hear cannons. That's not something you should ever hear on a day-to-day basis. There's no need for cannons.
Yeah, especially at 12:30, 1 o'clock at night. And then so there's a little gravel access road right beside the log cabin that goes to the very back end of the neighbor's farm property. And he has cell towers back there. So they put in the access road. We did, I don't remember what the event was, but there were, what, Ryan, four, five, six of us, just our team, standing on the front porch of the log cabin. And we heard a horse and buggy. Heard the wheels, heard the cluck plop of the horses on that little gravel road at 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, something like that.
That was interesting.
And there was obviously nothing there.
No, and that would be a very distinct sound.
Yeah, I mean, it was enough that it stopped all of us in mid-sentence, mid-word, and we all turned to look like, what the hell is that? And a couple of them went off the porch with flashlights to see what was there. And there was absolutely nothing in view.
That's the only time that's happened, too. We haven't heard that again.
Yeah, that was the one and only.
I wonder if it's associated with that day. You know, if every year that day at that time, if it's one of those type of things.
Could be. Now, we've got a couple of friends of ours that do relic hunting, and they've got very high-end machines. Unlike the $150 cheapie that I borrow, I think Mike's is probably $2,000 or more. And they found an area where they think was a building, and they had found like a horseshoe and some shoeing nails. Part of another horseshoe. So we're wondering, maybe there was a farrier's building back on that property that we're just not aware of. And that may be why we heard that horse and buggy.
That makes some sense.
But the other possibility is, you know, it was customary for local residents to go onto the battlefield after the battle has moved on and the soldiers have left the area, and they would go help pick up the dead and wounded. Maybe that's what we heard. We just don't know.
You know, I can't even, every time I really think about this Civil War anymore, but the Civil War in particular and stories like that, You know, because someone had to go help these people after the battle was over. There were dead soldiers that had to be removed, and I just can't imagine. And so these people who are just regular people end up doing these things and helping, you know, it would just be so traumatic.
It would have to be, you know, but you had, you know, Farmer Smith had his farm to tend to, and, you know, here it is littered with, you know, countless bodies from the battle that took place, you know, amongst his crops. So he didn't have much option. He had to go do what had to be done. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, it's our inherent nature to help one another.
This was in May, so I imagine the smell had to be horrendous. I mean, having like all those bodies, and it's got to be.
And in that area, there was a huge battle fought there. And there was more than one, wasn't there?
Yeah. So Cold Harbor sits 3.1 miles from us to our southwest. And then just 3/4 of a mile from it is Gaines Mill. And both of them saw horrific fighting. Now, Cold Harbor, there's some debate on death count. But it's believed that somewhere between 7 and 12,000 lay dead or wounded in the first 90 minutes.
90 minutes? I can't even wrap my brain
around that. Then there's other reports that say that is the total over the 3 to 5 days that they were fighting. So I don't know. Trying to get National Park Service and the historians to come together is next to impossible, because they both want to be right, so they both stand on their numbers.
And it's just so hard to say, because sometimes, you know, back then they might have kept good track, and then those documents are long gone, and then people are guessing, and, you know, so sometimes it is hard to be exact. And even if it was over days, that's horrific still. Doesn't make it any better.
No, not when you consider 7 to 12,000 men dead or wounded. You know, that's a heavy number. Cold Harbor has the distinct honor of being nicknamed Grant's Folly. You know, and the men that went there, they were from Maine, they were from New York, they were from Pennsylvania, they were from all points north, and they all moved through our property on the way to Cold Harbor. And the Confederates were told that at all cost, maintain the crossroad that sits just 0.2 miles to our west, because it was a main thoroughfare into and out of Richmond. So they fought very valiantly to keep that, and it changed hands numerous times over a 5-day period.
Do you take tour groups out there to the wooded area quite a bit?
Well, anytime that we do our public events, or if we're giving the tour to a team that's renting the location overnight, we take them out to the woods, show them around. With our public events, we go out and we investigate the woods with the general public so they can experience what happens. It has its very own vibe. When darkness falls, if there's not a good moon, it is very dark in the woods.
Now, are there some other things that have happened either in the cabin or in the woods that you guys would like to talk about that I have not brought up or given you a chance to talk about it?
Ryan, share with her the story of Caitlin leaping onto Lyle.
We have a doll that I nicknamed Caitlin because my daughter has a doll. He named Caitlin, and I just kind of stuck in my head. So it's a doll about, how tall you think, would you say Caitlin is, like 3 or 4 feet tall?
About 3 feet, I would imagine.
Yeah, 3 feet tall. And I place her in the bay window looking at the traffic that drives by. Pretty much, he has an arm up. Like she's saying hi to the people who are driving by in their cars. Well, we had a Christmas party a few years ago, same Christmas, you know, the Christmas investigation. But this one was different because it snowed that night. So it wasn't that many people that came because of the roads. We were hanging out in our friend Lyle from Haunted Nights Paranormal Events was there, and he was sitting in a chair close to the window where Caitlin was, and he was just sitting there talking, and Caitlin had not moved for probably, we've had her there probably a year and a half. She was sitting there, she didn't move, had no one had touched her, he was nowhere near her, and all of a sudden she just kind of falls back and hits him. And it was like, I wasn't even anywhere near her. And she just, all of a sudden, something knocks her over and into him.
Ooh, I would drive by and see that doll and probably run off the road. There's something about dolls that kind of creep me out. So if I would just see her kind of waving as I'm driving by. But the fact that she had been there for so long that you guys would even kind of forget she's even there.
It became just, you know, part of the, it was a fixture of the cabin. We didn't pay attention to her or anything. And all of a sudden she topples backwards. You know, she has a slight forward lean.
Yeah. There's no reason why she should move backwards.
And came backwards and bounced off his leg. And he just kind of stopped and looked down at her and then looked at us and looked back at us. He's like, y'all saw that, right? Like, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. He's like, yeah, she can stay there. And he scooted his chair back a couple of feet.
It's like, if that's where she wants to be, that's fine.
It was pretty priceless.
And it seems, too, that she would fall to the right or left if she was going to fall.
Yeah, not backwards against, you know, the forward lean that she had. So that was one of the better moments, comedically anyway.
And has there been some pretty interesting things out in the woods, too, that have happened?
I mean, there's been just countless things. Shadow figures seen, EVPs captured. There's a series on Paraflix called The Twisted Realm. And Twisted Paranormal Society came out and filmed their episode there. So it was myself, Tana and Don, who are part of Twisted Realm, and then one of my previous team members, Jeremy, that was running camera for them. And we were at the front portion of the woods, and there was a, most of us have seen the movie Jurassic Park, mm-hmm. and what they say, this is what a pterodactyl sounded like. That's kind of what we heard. And all four of us immediately, you know, tense up a little bit. And it was, what the F was that?
What could that have been?
I have no clue, but it sounded like it was, you know, 20, 30, 40 feet from us. I mean, it wasn't far at all. And the odd part is, like, anybody that's done investigating knows the sound of an EVP. It's generally not as loud as the recording device people, you know, those that are holding the recorders or that are near them. And this sounded like it was, you know, fairly far off, as though it was an EVP, but it was definitely picked up on the recording devices. The camera and recorder picked it up. But we heard it loudly with our own ears, no two questions about it. It was a shrill scream.
So maybe some kind of cryptid out there with you?
My thought is, we don't know what noise a soldier would make if he's shot. A cannonball zings by his head. Who's to say that it wasn't a young male that hasn't gone through puberty yet and doesn't have that high or doesn't have that deep voice? One of the stories that Ryan found is The Little Red Cap Boy, and it tells the story of a soldier that was, I think it said he was 15. He had run away to join the Confederate Army with his older brothers. His color bearer had been dropped He ran over and picked up the flag, you know, held colors. And it says that he was permitted to hold colors for 20 minutes. And he's quoted as saying, damn them all to hell. They've killed my brothers. They may as well kill me too. And then they trained a cannon on him. And it said that the last thing that could be seen of him as the after the cannon shot was his little red cap flying through the air as his body was turned to shrapnel. And that took place very close to
our
property.
Who knows?
I'm thinking he got hit by a cannonball. We probably didn't hear him scream.
Yeah, that was
it would have been
that was pretty quick.
Pretty quick, yeah.
But wow. Like Ryan started to say, it just goes to show
how much what kind of stuff happened on that land. You know, it is very it's you go out there, it's you know, very peaceful, very quiet, and you almost forget about all the death that occurred from the war, because most people are just focused on what happened in the rancher.
You know, with the land and then both buildings, it just seems like there's got to be some sort of connection.
I think there is to an extent. Mm-hmm. I think Sean Austin put it best. He did a little recording for me, and he says it's the perfect trifecta of paranormal activity. You have the calm energies that are in the cabin, then you have this darker energy that's in the brick rancher, then you have the soldiers and all that activity that's in the woods. It's like three different locations all on one visit.
Now, is the best place still to get the information at the Facebook page, right? They can send you a message through the Cabin on 360 Facebook page?
Correct.
And then if they want to come investigate, you can set that up that way, just through Messenger.
Right. And all of that's subject to change in the future. We're working on, should I drop the bomb, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis, you can't say, should I drop the bomb and then not drop the bomb.
So right now we have an absolute hold on all bookings. The company that owns it, Ryan's family's company, has carried this property pretty much in the red on their books for well over a decade. I mean, they've owned it since 1978, and they've decided that it's time to sell it and get it off their books.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get businesses to lease the properties that stay any length of time. Like we said, the insurance guy and the brick rancher signed a 2-year lease and left in 10 months. All the businesses that have come through there seem to leave before their lease is up. So they have decided that they're actively going to list it and sell it. I actually have a meeting tomorrow with a friend of mine that is going to front the money, and I will end up being the owner of the full property is the goal. Wow. Once that is done and all the documentation is in place and everything is straight, then we'll reopen for bookings. And, you know, at that point, I'm going to be begging people to book simply because I know I'll have a huge repayment to make each month.
So because as you're telling me this, because you're so connected, both of you are so connected, you can tell just through the conversation. And as you're saying that they're going to sell the property, I was getting sad. Like, I hated to see that happen. But now that makes me happy that you're going to have it, Dennis.
Well,
we were sad too.
Oh, trust me. Yeah. Both of us were like, shit, man, what are we going to do? But if they sell it, you know, it's probably going to end up being somebody that could care less about the paranormal, could care less about the spirits that are there, will not care about its history, won't care that it's battlefields. And, you know, my biggest fear is that somebody's going to start a bulldozer up mm-hmm. out front and stop it in the back. And I don't want to see that. So I am going to ultimately go several $100,000 in debt to assume the property and keep it in the paranormal field. It's heartbreaking to think that a property that has this much to offer to the field could be lost to the field.
Right. So if somebody's listening to this episode, even 6 months from now, you might be ready for bookings then, right? I would think in 6 months.
I'm hoping within the next 30 to 60 days, all of the legal mumbo jumbo, you know, there has to be contracts drawn up. There has to be lawyers involved. Unfortunately, there's a lot of money at stake here.
Right.
Potentially $500,000. So there's a lot at stake. So all the T's have to be crossed. The I's have to be dotted. But ultimately, it will be back open to, you know, any teams that want to come and investigate. I'm still not going to be overpriced, I don't think, given what you get for area and so forth. Obviously, because of the overhead that will be involved, the price will go up.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I've polled about 8 different teams, and I've told them what my thoughts are on pricing, and all of them are like, man, that's still kind of cheap. You need to think about elevating that. I'm like, but I want to be able to I don't want to have, for lack of better terms, just the elite, you know, just the wealthy to come in and do this. I want
right.
John Doe average teams to be able to come in and investigate this property and experience what it has to offer.
Because those were the teams that supported us from the beginning, the teams that the smaller teams that yeah. when we first were trying to really trying to get our name out there. Those are the teams that came out and supported us, and we don't want to make it so they can no longer afford to come out there and right. investigate.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of the locations that a team has to go take out a second mortgage on their home to be able to investigate this one.
And you also want people to return and come back, and you know, because I think there's value in investigating places multiple times.
Yeah, we've had, well, perfect example, Lost Souls Paranormal has booked the location for full weekend, I think 6 times now. They turn it into a family weekend. They are a family that enjoys investigating together. They travel about 4 hours, 4.5 hours from the western side of the state. They book for the full weekend, and they just have a blast. And they've got 3 generations that get together to investigate.
Wow.
You have Forgotten Explorations, which, you know, you can find a number of videos on YouTube with Forgotten Explorations where they've been to the cabin. And they've said it's probably the most active place they've ever been. Just doing their first walkthrough. They said it was more active just in the walkthrough than some of the investigations that they've done all night. And they've been, God, what, 4 times now, Ryan?
Yeah. And there isn't much there in Mechanicsville to make it worth driving all that way to come out for an investigation, you know? So it's not like there's nothing happened at the cabin, so we'll go here. You know, it's just the cabin and that's it. So the fact that we have people coming back over and over and over again, paying the full price and, you know, wanting to investigate the place, spend the money, must mean that, you know, there's something going on there to bring them back.
Right.
But Beyond the Badge yeah. Paranormal has rented it, I think, 3 times.
That's just in the past 3 or 4 months, because their first investigation out there was like in January or February.
Yeah, and this was quote unquote, we don't expect much. It's just a filler in between 2 big known locations. And they got smoked. Just the amount of activity that they captured left them kind of speechless.
Well, would you keep in touch and let me know when you're taking bookings again? And if there's anything I could do, we could do another short episode just to kind of get the word out there. Whatever I can do to help you, just put me in.
I truly appreciate that. The best thing I can say is watch the Cabin on 360 Facebook page. There's some pretty exciting changes coming once we do get everything signed, camera systems going in. I'm going to have a like memberships to where you can monitor the cameras that are active in the buildings. Yeah. So there's some pretty cool things coming. Ryan and I have done a lot of brainstorming on how we can make it work. You know, we don't lose it. So I think we've got some great ideas coming up. I'm excited. Watch our Facebook page. You'll definitely know. There will be a re-grand opening, new ownership. Come join us for the excitement.
And I'll put a link on the show notes so people can just click right on that. Super easy.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Excellent. You guys. I really appreciate this.
It's an honor. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, not just once, but twice.
And that wraps up our conversation about returning to the cabin on 360 with Dennis Estlock and Ryan Jones. For more information, just search The Cabin on 360 on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, without commercials, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. Or you can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and you'll find everything there, also all ad-free. For all of us here at The Grave Talks, I'm Carol Hughes, and thank you for listening.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.